Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. How you doing? Things going okay for the most part? I tell you, we do have some interesting things going on in the world. A lot of interesting things going on in America, the beautiful. I don't know, what are your thoughts about this? I'm just asking you now. What are your thoughts about this? And try not to, you know, just think about it now and tell me what your thoughts are. The president invites Clemson to the White House. I mean, they really did. They just had an awesome year. Clemson Tigers beat number one ranked Alabama to take the college football playoff national championship. Woo-wee. I'm telling you, that is an accomplishment. Clemson, many of us take our hats off to you. I'm serious. We take our hats off to you. Now, as I've said before, we got to take our hats off to the number one team. Whether we're talking about basketball, football, soccer, we got to take our hats off to the number one team. But how about the top three, the top five? I mean, that is a major accomplishment too. You know, you got umpteen teams, and out of all those teams, only five made it into the top five. That is an accomplishment. That's an achievement. Well, Clemson Tigers, go Orange Crush. Hey, we really admire you all, Tigers. Oh, by the way, you know, Tigers, one of my favorite animals, too. For real, has been for years, since childhood. Now, I'm not necessarily a Clemson fan, to be honest about it. I'm not any particular team sports fan. It doesn't matter whether you're talking NBA, NFL, college football, high school baseball. I just don't have a favorite team. And so, you know, from one game to the next, I could be pulling for anybody. Doesn't matter whether it's the men's or the women play. Doesn't matter. I will say this, now that I think about it again. In recent years, I have developed a fondness for the USC lady basketball team. When I say USC, not University of Southern California, University of South Carolina, the original USC. That's right. Some of you may have been with me when Dr. Robert Nagel was discussing this with us, and he confirmed the original USC is not University of Southern California, but University of South Carolina. So I've developed a fondness for the Lady Gamecocks, even though I don't watch it a whole lot. Just knowing that they're close to home and they're doing so well. Of course, when Connecticut was just winning and winning and winning. You know, sometimes I'm going to be pulling for the underdog, but man, when they had that kind of record, just winning streak, win after win, and not just games, but championships, I had a fondness for them. But by and large, I don't have favorite teams. Now, for a long time, I did pull for any Atlanta team. It didn't matter whether it was the Atlanta Braves, the Atlanta Falcons, the Atlanta Hawks. I wasn't much into hockey, and it hadn't been that long that we got a hockey team. But those three sports, baseball, football, basketball, for years, I'm just telling you now, I pulled for the Atlanta teams. But then I got so worn out from having my heart broken when it would look like they were getting ready to go somewhere for the season and it didn't happen, or they went somewhere in the season, barely got there, but they did get there and then blew it. I just said, you know what? I mean, I don't mean after 3 or 4 years either. I mean years. years. I'm just being honest with you. I finally said, hey, you know what? I'm giving up. Hey, if they do well, they do well. If they don't, they don't. No more heartaches for me. So there was a time when I did have some favorite teams, high school days, you know, I had some favorite teams that I usually pull for. But I mean favorite teams. You notice I said some favorite teams. In the NFL, there might be three or four teams that I really want to see do well. And they may be, and not necessarily in the same region either. That's right. Some I could be pulling for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I could be pulling for Dallas Cowboys. I could be pulling for the Miami Dolphins. So I had several teams spread out across the country that were some of my favorite teams. I mean, at the same time, I don't mean these 2 years as this team. I mean the same year. And so it didn't matter to me if any one of those teams went to the Super Bowl, I was good. It didn't matter to me which one it was. Those were the teams that I really, really liked. But as time went on, you know, I just don't have any favorites. But that said, Clemson does well frequently. I mean, season after season, they're really doing well. And, man, they brought home the gold. I tell you what, that's just awesome. And so, quite naturally, you know, get that invitation to the White House. Wow. Awesome. I mean, again now, you got your top five teams, right? But the top five don't get that invitation to the White House. Only numero uno gets that invitation to the White House. Because that is an accomplishment of accomplishments. Yes. Wow. So can you imagine being invited to the White House? You know, I'm thinking, man, the food is going to be sure enough good. I mean, sure enough good. But when do you like food the best, better? When it's sure enough good or when it's real good? I think I like it better when it's sure enough good. I mean, sure enough good. And you got this as your meat. You got that as your vegetable. This is your starch. Maybe a dessert in there. Man, something like a good meal. The White House. And I know me. I'd be imagining in my mind what's going to be on the menu. And I'd be thinking maybe these choices of meats and these choices of vegetables. Who knows? Might even be that lower fat. I said lower fat. Filet mignon. It has less fat than a lot of the other steaks. Filet mignon. But the word is, when Clemson showed up at the White House this time around, they were given filet of fish. Yes, as many of you have heard and or read, they had a menu that was fit for a king. As long as you are okay with the food having come from Burger King. Or maybe McDonald's. Oh, if you had to make a choice, if you had to choose, okay, let's say you're famished, and you have an opportunity to eat, but you have to choose. Either you go with the quarter pounder, or you go with the Whopper, and you can get the combo. Yes, you can get the combo. Get your French fries with it. Get your soda pop with it. They call it pop up north. We call it soda down here, down south. Get your soda, your fries. Matter of fact, if you want to, upsize it. We just don't want you to eat too fast. You're famished, so take your time. Don't eat too fast. Mess yourself up. Which would you choose? If you had to choose, and you could only choose between McDonald's or Burger King, because Captain D's, not part of the mix. Your favorite menu from O'Charley's, not an option. It has to be Burger King or McDonald's. Which would you choose? Well, I can tell you this. Word is, quarter pounder. The choice was made for the Clemson Tigers. The Tigers had to eat burgers when they visited the White House. Yes, indeed. Burgers on fancy plates. Trump was saying that beforehand, he was saying, we're probably going to be serving McDonald's, Wendy's, and Burger King with some pizza. Yes, indeed. A meal that they could easily have gotten had they stayed home. But at least, from the word is, they had them on fancy plates. Fancy White House plates. That has got to mean something. All because of the shutdown that our president has insisted upon. Again, remember now, the shutdown is not something that is mandatory. When there arises an impasse, a disagreement with regards to whatever the politicians are negotiating for, there's nothing that says they have to shut down the government. When the Republicans shut down the government in the days that Bill Clinton was president, it's not because they had to. That's something that they simply chose to do. When President Trump told us last year that he was intending to shut down the government if he didn't have his way with regards to the $5 billion plus for this border wall, he meant it. Not because that's what he had to do. It's simply what he chose to do. And all the Republican senators and Republican representatives who are supporting him in this government shutdown, it is not because they have to. It's because they chose to. Well, here's the thing. A lot of people like burgers. I know I do. A lot of people like fries. I know I do. A lot of people like pizza. I don't, but a lot of people do. And so my guess is, especially if those burgers and fries were still warm, you know, you got a lot of that stuff stacked out and it's out there waiting for a while. It could have cooled off. So I don't know if they were able to keep that food warm so that it would still be somewhat delectable or not. But I imagine that was a bit disappointing. To travel from South Carolina all the way to Washington, D.C., to the White House to eat burgers, fries, and pizza because our president has made a firm decision that he is going to cause as much pain for as many American citizens as he chooses to until he has his way. Now, here's the thing, too. It's a whole lot better to go up to the White House, travel from South Carolina, go to D.C., and eat burgers and fries rather than nothing. So they did eat something, and they could say, hey, we visited the White House. But look at all of this, all of these ramifications of the shutdown. I said last week that this week I would be discussing some of the collateral damage caused by the shutdown. And I do plan to do that. I'm talking about this a little bit now, but I plan to talk about it a little bit more. Well, we'll talk about it some more today. Might as well since we're on it anyhow. Some of the collateral damage. I know that we heard about the 800,000, 400,000 furloughed, 400,000 who would just not be paid until the shutdown ended. Roughly 800,000, but the paying goes far beyond those 800,000. You got to remember, first of all, just sticking with those 800,000. My guess is the majority of those 800,000 are members of families, and they're helping to take care of spouses and children. Some of them may be even helping to take care of senior parents, senior age parents. So you can easily see how the number 800,000 might be closer to 2 million. Just looking at what's happening with the 800,000 and people directly related to them. Easily closer to 2 million. Because you figure, if each of those 800,000, if just 600,000 of them are married, that 600,000 times 2. So you see what I'm saying? This could easily be 2 million just looking at immediate households of the 800,000. Easily 2 million. Let's look at this collateral damage some more when I come back.